Binatikos ng Partido Labor ang pangakong kampanya ng dating punong ministro Tony Abbott bilang panibagong pagtangka na pahinain ang pamahalaang Turnbull. Si Abbott ay walang opisyal na papel sa kampanya ng eleksyon ng Partido Liberal ngayong taong 2016. Subalit ipinahayag niya na siya ay maglalakbay sa buong bansa para tumulong na makakuha ng mga marginal seat bago maganap ang pampederal na halalan. Narito ang ulat. Ang mga sugat mula sa pag-aaway sa liderato ng Partido Liberal ay sariwa pa. At di binigyan ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang inalis na leader Tony Abbott ng opisyal na papel sa darating na pampederal na halalan. Subalit ang dating leader ng partido na naging backbencher ay kumikilos ng mag-isa. Habang ang pangunahing focus ni Abbott ay ang makuhang muli ang kanyang upuan na Waringa, mangangampan niya siya sa mga marginal seat para tumulong na makakuha ng mga boto para sa mga kandidato ng koalisyon. Ito ay isang pagkilos na sinabi ng mambabatas Terry Butler ng Partido Labor na bahagi ng pagpapahina ni Tony Abbott sa pamahalaang Turnbull.
Who wakes up one morning and decides that they're going to do a tour of marginal seats because the government of which they formerly were a member and in fact a leader didn't give them a formal role in the 103-day election campaign? It's just open insurrection against Malcolm Turnbull, and this sort of destabilization is a hallmark of how divided and dysfunctional this government is.
Sinabi ng pangalawang leader ng Partido Labor, Tanya Plibersek, may malaking papel na gagampanan si Abbott sa pampederal na pamahalaan, gustuin man o ayaw ni Turnbull.
We see Tony Abbott commentating almost daily now in the newspapers about how he's happy to support a Turnbull government because really they're Abbott policies that he's supporting. We see Tony Abbott overseas commenting on Australian foreign policy and defence policy. Tony Abbott, whether Malcolm Turnbull wants him to have a prominent role in the election campaign or not, Tony Abbott's taking one for himself.
Sinabi sa Sky News ng independenteng senador Nick Xenophon, malugod niyang tatanggapin ang kampanya ni Abbott sa South Australia.
In my home state of South Australia, I want Tony Abbott to come and campaign as much as possible. I like him to remind South Australians of his promises in terms of ships and subs and the fact that his government basically presided over the demise of the auto sector. So from my point of view, please Tony, come to South Australia as much as you want during the election campaign. You know, come over next week. I'd be more than happy for you to be there.
Sinabi sa Sky News ng dating leader ng Partido Liberal, John Huston, ang pagbibigay ng opisyal na papel kay Abbott ay ang pinakamabuting paraan para mabantayan siya sa kampanya ng Partido Liberal.
Well, he won't go away. I think you should give him a role. Define the role very carefully and encourage him to be judged by his performance in
any
that
ideas?
Role.
Sinabi ni Huston, si Abbott ay dapat na nangangampanya sa mga alituntunin na nahain niyang siya ay leader ng partido.
Some of the elements of the Abbott strategy will be maintained. I think pick one of those and let him run on it.
Sinabi sa Sky News ng Assistant to the Prime Minister Angus Taylor, naniniwala siya na may maitutulong na papel si Abbott sa kampanya.
He'll carve out his own role as a backbencher, which all backbenchers do in election campaigns. He will continue to be a robust contributor in whichever way he chooses to do it. And I'm sure the coming weeks and months will be no different.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.